Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning, October the 3rd, 2013, 7:30. Here, there, and everywhere. Watch your roost. Hey, you know what? I got married back in 1981 on this date. Kind of interesting how the twists and turns of life kind of turn you upside down. I honestly never thought once I got married I'd ever be divorced, but here I am. And I think that was part of the refining of my life leading me to the place I am today. Sound and secure in the gospel and what it means and how important it is, and founded in the rock. And before I get into the book of Zechariah, which I'm planning on trying to read the entirety of today if I can, didn't really get any clear thoughts this morning when I went into prayer, but I would like to read a couple of just short things out of the book of Matthew in chapter 6 and also in chapter 7. In chapter 6, verse 19, it states, "Don't store up treasures here on earth where they can erode away or may be stolen. Store them in heaven where you will never lose their value and all are safe from thieves. If your profits are in heaven, then your heart will be there also. If your eye is pure, there will be sunshine in your soul. But if your eye is clouded with evil things, evil thoughts and desires, and deep spiritual darkness, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and money. You will hate one and love the other, love one and hate the other. Do not worry and do not criticize, and then you won't be criticized. And if you treat those the way you wish to be treated, and treat those like your brother, and do for those what you want them to do for you, this is the teaching of the laws of Moses. And don't give your holy things to depraved men. Don't give pearls to swine. They will trample them and turn and then attack you." As is usual, I'm not going to be reading out of King James. Too confusing for people to listen to if you don't have a clear understanding of Old English. And my vision is to have a clear understanding and lacking in confusion of any kind, because if you're confused, the words are no use to you. And then my time is wasted. And your time is as valuable as mine, so there you go. The messages of the Lord. These messages from the Lord were given to Zechariah in early November of the second year of the king of Darius' reign. "The Lord of hosts was very angry with your fathers, but he will still turn favor to you if you return to him. Please don't be like your fathers or the earlier prophets. They pled in vain with them only to turn back to their evil ways. And God says, 'Turn back to me,' the Lord God said. But no, they wouldn't listen and they paid no attention. Their fathers were prophets and their prophets are now long dead. But remember all the lessons that they gave in God's word and how it endures. it caught up with them and it punished them. When at last, then they repented, they have gotten what they deserved from God. They said, he's done just what he warned us he would do. And then following in February, in the second year of King Darius, another message came to Zechariah in a vision at night. He saw a man sitting on horses. One was red, like the myrtle tree. One was looking like a river. And behind him, there were other horses also. They were red and bay and white, and each one had its own rider. An angel was standing beside me, and I asked him, do you know what those horses are all for? He said, well, the rider on that red horse, he's an angel of the Lord. And he said to me, the Lord has sent him. He's going about. He's patrolling the whole earth for him. And these other riders, said the angel of the Lord, we have been patrolling the whole earth everywhere. And we've been seeing that there is prosperity and there is peace also. And hearing this, the angel of the Lord prayed this prayer. O Lord of hosts, for 70 years. Now, I don't know if you remember when we read out of Isaiah, the emphasis of 70 years, and that Tyre had been put to sleep for 70 years, but would be awakened. And now we have 70 years. Your anger has raged against Jerusalem and the cities of Judah. How long will it be again until you show mercy unto them? And the Lord answered the angel who stood beside me and said, speaking the words of comfort and assurance, the angel said, shout out this message coming from the Lord of hosts. Don't you think I care about what's happened to Judah and Jerusalem? I am as jealous as a husband for his captive wife, and I am angry with all of the heathen nations sitting around at ease. For I was only a little displeased with my people, but these nations have afflicted them far past what I had intended. And so the Lord has declared, and I have returned to Jerusalem. And I am filled with mercy, and my temple will be rebuilt, says the Lord of hosts of all of Jerusalem. And I will say it again, the Lord of hosts declares it, and that the cities of Israel will again overflow with all of the prosperity that I, the Lord, have deemed. And I alone will comfort Jerusalem, and I alone will bless her, and I will live in her. And then when I saw four animal horns, I asked the angel, what are these animal horns? And he said to me, well, they are four powers. Hear all the powers of Judah, Israel, Jerusalem. And then the Lord showed me in a vision that they were four blacksmiths. And then I asked the angel, why have these four men come and what are they here to do? And the angel said to me, these have come to hold the four horns. These, and they're going to scatter them and hold them terribly, and they're going to pound them on the anvil and then throw them away. And then I saw another man, and he was carrying a yardstick, and I asked him, where are you going? And he replied, I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I want to measure the temple. I want to make sure that it's big enough for all the people. And then the angel went over to meet another angel going towards him and said, tell this young man that Jerusalem will someday be full of people. There will be so many people here that there will not be enough room. Many people will live outside of this city and outside of the walls. Outside of the city walls and outside in the pastures, there will be cattle. And all of the people then will be safe, for the Lord himself is going to be the wall that protects them. He is a flaming wall of fire protecting them and all of Jerusalem. He is the glory that surrounds the entire city. Come and flee from the land of the north, from Babylon, said the Lord, to his exiles there, because I've scattered the four winds. I will bring you back again. Escape now to Zion, said the Lord of glory has sent me. This is a passage, and it refers to the Messiah. He is seen as one of the Godhead, the Lord. And to all his exiles, he said, I have scattered you to the winds, but I will bring you back again, said the Lord. The Lord of glory has sent me against the nations that have oppressed you. For he who harms you, thus saith the Lord, and it is my intention, and I do see you stick your finger in the eye of Jehovah. Really? I will smash them with just my fist, and their slaves will be now their rulers. And then you will know that I am the Lord of hosts, and who has sent me. And Jerusalem will sing, and Jerusalem will rejoice for the day, because I will be there living among you. And at that time, many of the nations will be converted to the Lord. And he will live in and among his people. And the Lord will know that it was, and then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent him. And you, and Judah shall be the Lord's inheritance in the Holy Land, for God shall once more choose to bless Jerusalem. So be silent, all of mankind, before the Lord, for he has come to the truth. He has come to give, to sanctify, to bless, to redeem, to uphold, to bring forth all of the Almighty. He has come to the earth. He has come from heaven. He has left his holy home. So be silent before him. And the angel showed me in this vision, Joshua the high priest is standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan is standing there too, at the angel's right hand. He accused Joshua of many things. And the Lord said, I am not hearing you, Satan. For you charged Joshua unjustly. These accusations, this is not true. And I will pluck them out of the fire. I have decided to be merciful to Jerusalem, and I rebuke you. I have decided to decree mercy, Joshua, and to all of his nations. And they are like a burning stick pulled out of the fire by my very own hands. Joshua's clothing was filthy, but when he stood before the angel of the Lord, he said, remove these filthy things and make him clean. And I've taken away all of his sins. I have given him new clothing. He has put on a new turban on his head, the one I gave him, said the Lord. And the angel of the Lord spoke solemnly to Joshua and said, the Lord of hosts declares this, to you and all the nations, if you will follow my path that I have set before you, and I do, and I tell all of you, and I tell you, and I will put you in charge of my temple to keep it holy, and I will let you walk in and out of my presence with all of the other angels. So listen, O Joshua the high priest, and all of you priests who are illustrations of all of the good things to come. Don't you see that Joshua was the one that was the one representing my servant, who was the branch? The one that I was going to send, the Messiah, the great Christ? The stone with seven facets that I've set before you, Joshua. And I will engrave its inscription upon it. you will be the foundation stone of the temple that Joshua is standing beside, and I will engrave this inscription on it 7 times. With mighty shouts I will, say how beautiful it is, and the Lord blesses it. In a single day, I will remove all the sins of this land. And after that, the Lord of hosts declares, you will live in peace and with prosperity. And each one of you will own your own home of your own desire, of your own, where you yourselves can live, and then even invite your neighbors in to your own table for a feast. And then the angel who had been talking to me before, it was as though I had suddenly woken up, and it would have appeared that I was dreaming about all this. And I said to him, was I sleeping? And he asked me, what do you see now? And I said, now I see a standing lampstand. It's holding 7 lamps, and at the top of the lamp, there's a reservoir. It's full of oil. It feeds the lamp. It's flowing into all 7 tubes. And on each, I see 2 olive trees. They're kind of carved. They're carved right on the lampstand. One on each side of this reservoir. And the angel looked at me, and I asked him, what is it, sir? Sir, what does that mean? Do you know? And the angel said, no. Do you really not know? The angel asked. No, I said, I don't. And then he said, this is God's message to Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my words, said the Lord of hosts, you will succeed because of my spirit. Though you are few and though you are weak, therefore no mountain, no matter how high it is, can stand. It will be flattened out before him. And Zerubbabel will finish building this temple, yes, with mighty shouts of thanksgiving. God's mercy will declare that all was done by his grace alone. And then another message will come out, will be received from the Lord, and will say, Zerubbabel will lay the foundation of this temple, and he will complete it. These messages are from God, the Lord of hosts. Do not despise the small beginning of the temple, for the eyes of the Lord rejoices to see even this small beginning start. Because you see, Zerubbabel does hold the plumb line, for these are the 7 lamps that represent the eyes of the Lord that have all gone out to see around entirely the world. For nothing can be hidden. Then I asked him about these 2 olive trees that I have seen that were standing beside this lampstand. And the olive trees, they were the branches that emptied into the golden bowls of the tubes. They were the oil, don't you know? They represent the anointed ones who will assist the Lord of all the earth. And I looked up again and I saw a scroll, and the scroll was representing the words of God's curses that were going to go out across the land. And all of those who were sentenced and judged to death. And he said, I am sending these curses out to every thief and everyone who swears falsely by my name. And then all of a sudden the angel left for just a short time, and all of a sudden he came back up and he said, look up. And he said, look up, something is travailing through the sky. And he said, what is that? It looks like a bushel basket. It's filled with sin and it's everywhere. It's all around the land, and in that bushel basket is a woman. And it represents the fig, and it's sitting inside that basket. And it represents also an evil wickedness, an awful, unedible, awful fig. Clamped down with a heavy lid, he said again. And then he saw two women flying toward us with wings like those of an evil, awful, filthy, dirty stork. And the stork grabbed the basket and flew off with it. And he replied, this is going to Babylon because that's where it belongs. I looked up again and I saw four chariots coming like two mountains, and they were made of brass. The first chariot was pulled by the horses. The second one was pulled by other horses. The third one by other horses, the fourth one by other horses. And they were all of the four horses. And he said, these are the four heavenly spirits who stand before the Lord of all the earth, and they're going out to do his work. And the chariots that were pulled by the blacks went north, and the chariots pulled by the whites went where they would follow there, where the dappled grays went south, the reds were impatient to be off to patrol, where they went back and forth across the earth. Go and begin your patrol, they said, and go at once. And the Lord said, those who went north, execute my judgment. Another message went out from the Lord and said, Heldai, Tobijah, and Jedidiah will bring gifts of silver and gold to the Jews that are exiled in Babylon. The same day they will arrive and meet them in the home of Josiah, where they will say, accept their gifts and make them a crown from the silver and the gold, and then put the crown on the head of Joshua, because he is the high priest, and tell them that the Lord of the hosts, say, you will represent the man who will come, the man who is truly the branch. He will grow up from himself, and he will build the temple of the Lord. To him belongs the royal title. He will rule both as king and priest. He was from the beginning, without mother, without father, without descent. He had no beginning and he had no end. He was the prince and the king. He was in the temple of the Most High God. Then he put the crown in the temple of the Lord to honor those who gave it. These are the three who came from so far away, representing the many others who will someday from the distant lands to rebuild the temple of the Lord. And when this happens, you will know my messages have been from God, the Lord of hosts. But when none of this has happened yet, until you carefully obey all of the commandments of the Lord. And then another message came, and the Jews of the city of Bethel had sent a group of men headed by Sher Hazer, the chief administrative officer to the king, to reign and speak to all the priests and the prophets about whether they must continue in their traditional customs of fasting and mourning in each month of August, each year, and they had been doing it for so long. This is what the Lord's reply was. When you return to Bethel, say this to all the people and all the priests during the 70 years, when you fasted and mourned, were you really in earnest about leaving your sins behind, and did you really come back to me? No, you didn't. You didn't do it at all, and even now your holy feast to God, you don't think of me, but only the food and the fellowship and all the fun. So, long ago, when Jerusalem was prosperous in her southern suburbs, out along the plain were filled with people and prophets. They were warned about this attitude that would lead to ruin, and it has. So tell them to be honest and to be fair and not to take bribes and to be merciful and kind to everyone and to stop oppressing the widows and the orphans. Stop oppressing the poor and the foreigners and stop plotting evil against each other and stop moaning and complaining about each other. And stop witnessing against each other. Stop moaning. Your fathers would not listen. They turned away and they did all these very same things. They put their fingers in their ears and they stopped listening to me. They hardened their hearts and their hearts were like flints. They were afraid to hear all of the Lord's words. They failed to listen to his laws, even though he had revealed the Holy Spirit to them through the prophets. The Lord has said, you can be sure I will rescue all my people from the east, as far as they are to the west, wherever they are and wherever I have scattered them. For I will be their God, and I am a just and true God. I will forgive them of all their sins, said the Lord of hosts. Get on with your job and finish it, he said. And he said, be as prosperous and many, and go out and don't be afraid and do not be discouraged and start rebuilding my temple. And if you do, I will certainly bless you. If you do, I will certainly bless you. And do not think I will change my mind. And do not think that I will not do what my Father has asked me to do. For I have answered him, and I have promised. And I won't change my mind, for he has not changed his decision. Here's your part. Tell the truth. Be fair in everything you do. Do not plot harm to others. Do not swear against others and say something is true when it is not. For the Lord hates those things. And the traditional fasts and times of mourning you have kept in July and in August and October and January are ended. They've been changed. They will be changed forever. And these are all changed. If you love me and you love the truth and you want to live in peace, let's go into Jerusalem and ask the Lord to bless us. And he will be merciful to us. He says, I'm going to. And he says, please come along with me. Let's go now. So be watching closely, all mankind, said the Lord. All who would flee to Zion and be saved by the Lord of hosts, asking him for his blessing and his help. Clutching the coat of sleeves of one Jew, saying, be my friend, for I know God is with you. Be adopted in today and take someone else with you along the way. Watchman on the wall. We'll finish the rest of Zechariah hopefully tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you. Be a blessing today. Thank you. God bless you.